Welcome to today's Mishnah Yomi. Today's Limud is going to be Parag Gimel, third chapter, Mishnayis Ches and Tes, Mishnayis 8 and 9. So it says Mishnah Ches, Al Kol Tzara Shelo Tavo Ala Tzibur Masirin Aleha. So in general, as we've seen in the previous Mishnayis, whenever there is fear of some type of calamity, so Masirin, we go ahead and we blow the shofar and we fast in order to avoid the calamity, with one exception, Chutz Meirov Kishamim. So this is very interesting. If it's raining intensely, and it appears that there's going to be too much rain. Even though too much rain could pose a danger, and too much rain could obviously pose an inconvenience. At least an inconvenience, but even a danger. The Mishnah says we don't daven to stop rain. And the idea behind this is as follows. Since rain in its essence is bracha, is blessing, we don't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove that which is bracha. Even if right now it's a bit too much bracha, we don't daven for the removal or for the stoppage of rain. So the Mishnah tells a beautiful story. They once said to Choni HaMa'agel, now Choni was his name, Ma'agel means the circle drawer, the man who drew a circle. We'll see why he was given that name. They said to him, they said to Choni, Choni was a great tzaddik, they were suffering from a drought. They said, Choni, daven for us to be blessed with rain. He said to them, okay, I'm going to daven for rain, but bring in your ovens made of clay. These ovens they used to use to roast their carbon Pesach. Bring in your ovens, because with the intense rainfall, the clay ovens would dissolve. So Choni davened, meaning Choni was very confident that his tefillos would be answered. So he told them, bring in the utensils so that they don't get ruined by the incredible amount of rain that's about to come. He davened and it didn't rain. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Ag uga, he drew a circle. Va'amar b'socha, he stood inside of the circle. Va'amar lefanav, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Banecha samu p'nehem alai, your children have turned their attention towards me. Shani keben bayis lefanecha, for I am like a child to you. A ben bayis, meaning Choni was saying, and this is incredible, it wasn't that Choni was the greatest Talmid Chacham of the generation. Choni was like a ben bayis. He was like a servant who comes and goes constantly within the palace. He was like a child who constantly has access to the parent. So your children turn to me because I am like a ben bayis. I am someone who Ribono Shel Olam is always by you, always with you. Nishbani b'shimcha Gadol, I swear by your name, Shenizaz mikan ashe terachim abanecha, I am not moving out of the circle until you have compassion upon your children and bring the rain. So says the Mishnah, Hischilu gisham minatfin. So the rain, it began to drizzle like a soft drizzle. Amar lokach sha'alti HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not what I asked for. What I asked for was intense rain, torrential rain, that would go ahead and fill up the cisterns and the water pits. At that point, it began to rain. Zaf literally means with anger. It began to rain intensely. Amar Eschoni said, Lokach sha'alti, that's not what I asked for. Elagishme ratzon bracha unedava. I davened for rain of blessing, rain of beauty, rain of divine mercy or divine will. See, here what's happening over here. It didn't rain. Choni said, I'm not leaving the circle until it rains. It begins to drizzle. I need more. It begins to rain intensely, too hard. So what happens? Rather, it began to rain again. Fishme bracha, yardu kitiknon. So then it began to rain, so to speak, in a normal fashion. So it rained so much that people had to leave the city of Yerushalayim, travel to the Harabayis, to the Temple Mount, to reach a higher elevation. There was flooding. So they said to Choni, the same way that you davened for the rain to come, we're asking you now to daven for the rain to stop. Too much rain. So Choni says that, Amr lohem tsu'u uru'u im nimches even hatoim. So Choni says to them, listen, go and see if the Even HaToim literally translated means the stone of the lost. This was the lost and found. There was a large stone on the Harabayis. And if you lost something, you found something, you would go ahead and go up on the stone and you would make an announcement. So Choni said to them, well, is the lost and found stone, is that submerged in water or not? Now, obviously, it wasn't submerged, but what Choni was saying was like a little bit facetious. Essentially, there's not that much flooding. And again, this goes back. In other words, if the lost and found stone is not submerged, I'm not davening for the rain to stop. Now remember, this ties into the beginning of the Mishnah, because the beginning of the Mishnah said essentially, we don't daven to stop too much of a good thing. So we'll daven for the absence of rain, but if there's too much rain, we don't daven for the stoppage of that rain. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach sent to Choni Amagis, sent the message, Umoli Choni Ata. Were it not for the fact that you are Choni, Gozrani Alecha Nidui, I would excommunicate you. In other words, Shimon ben Shetach was very upset, because at the end of the day, you don't speak this way to God, right? Choni was a shtickle chutzpahdik. Right? Because remember, again, first of all, he threatens God. I'm not leaving the circle until you bring rain. Who are you? Who are you to do that? Number two, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you rain, you don't say, no, this is not what I asked for. So Shimon ben Shetach says, I should excommunicate you. Aval ma'es, but what should I do? Aval ma'es alach, sha'ata mischata lefnei amakom va'oselach ritzonach. What should I do? Because you sinned before God. Shimon ben Shetach said, I consider your behavior sinful. But yet God gives you what you want. Keben, shumischat alav va'osloson, like a child who acts inappropriately towards his father, but yet the father still gives him what he wants. Va'alecha kasav omer, and about you, about the person like you, Choni, it says, yismach avicha v'imecha v'sagel yoladetecha. Literally, again, may your father and your mother find simcha, find joy, and may she who bore you rejoice. So the idea, Shimon ben Shetach says, I think, Choni, your behavior is absolutely inappropriate, but what should I do? At the end of the day, you sin, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gives you what you want. A beautiful, beautiful Mishnah. We go weiter now in Mishnah Test, the last Mishnah in the third chapter. It's a very interesting case. So let's say they began to fast, right? The community established a fast day because of a lack of rain. They began to fast, and then what happened? So they begin the fast, remember, at Alos, at dawn. So let's say they begin to fast, and then sometime before sunrise, so literally, they just started the fast. They started the fast at dawn. Sometime before sunrise, it began to rain. Lo yashlimu. You don't have to finish up the fast day. In other words, if it started to rain so quickly after the beginning of the fast, you could stop, you don't have to continue. However, but if it didn't start raining until after sunrise, at that point in time, you finish off the fast. This is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. If it rains before midday, you don't have to finish the fast. But if it rains after midday, you do have to finish the fast. So the Mishnah tells a story. So it's Machlokas. Maisa Shegazru Tainis Belud, the Yardulam Gisham Kodim Chatzos. One time, they established a fast day for rain in Lud. They began to fast, and it started raining before midday. Amarlem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, Su'u ve'ichlu u'shesu va'asu yomto. Rabbi Tarfon said, oh, it started raining before midday. Fast is over. So he paskined like Rabbi Eliezer. It started raining before midday. Go home, stop fasting, eat and drink and be merry. Make it into a Yom Tov. V'yatzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu Yom Tov. And sure enough, listen to Rabbi Tarfon, which seems to indicate that the halacha does indeed follow Rabbi Eliezer, that if it begins to rain before midday, you don't have to finish off the fast. So Rabbi Tarfon said, everybody go home, enjoy, be besimcha, eat, drink, make a Yom Tov. And they did so. V'yatzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu Yom Tov. They ate, they drank, they made a Yom Tov. Ubo ben Arbaim, they came back to shul, afternoon. By Mincha time, the Karu Halel Hagadol, and they read chapter 136 in Tehillim, which is called Halel Hagadol, the Hodula Hashem, Kitov Kili Olam Chasdo chapter. So they came back to Shul in the afternoon, and they gave gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rainfall. It's actually quite a beautiful idea that, you know, what Rabbi Tarfon was trying to tell them was, we have to rejoice. Baruch Hashem, the fast day is over. God brought rain. So go home, eat and drink. Make a Yom Tov. You know, sometimes in life, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you what you want, so you celebrate in the immediate moment, but then life kind of goes back to normal and you forget about all the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for you. Here, Rabbi Tarfon said, go home, eat, drink, be happy, but come back to say Halal HaGadol. Come back to say Kapitel 136 in the afternoon. Even in the afternoon, after we've gotten used to the fact that Baruch Hashem, there's rain, don't forget about the beautiful miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has performed. Shkoyach, everyone. Mazel Tov. We finished the third parak. Emir Hashem, tomorrow, in Mishnah Yomi, we will begin the fourth chapter, the fourth and final chapter of Maseches Tainis. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.